Hey girl, welcome to the Girl Behind the Hustle podcast, the podcast created to inspire entrepreneurial women to pursue their goals of building a business while creating a balanced life that they love. I'm your host, Lucretia Thomas. Each week, I'm chatting with some amazing female founders who share what it takes to build and grow a successful business while putting balance and wellness at the forefront of it all. So if you're ready, let's hear from the girl behind the hustle. Welcome back to Girl Behind the Hustle Season 5. It's so good to be back, y'all. I missed it. I cannot even lie. I really miss recording, chatting with you guys. Like, I missed all of this. But I have to be honest, being an entrepreneur is hard. You already know this. So I posted on Sunday that I'm a woman first, mother second, and business owner third. And honestly, this break was really about realigning my priorities, getting back to the why behind Girl Behind the Hustle, and really figuring out what's next for the future of this brand. And in doing so, I thought there was no better way to get back to my why than inviting some of my favorite goal friends to tell the story of Girl Behind the Hustle through their eyes. You know, they've been there for the entire journey, from sitting at my desk listening to podcasts, dreaming of being a full-time entrepreneur, to when I was fired and I chose to transition into full-time entrepreneurship, and in lieu of finding another full-time job. My goal friends have been there every step of the way, pushing me, dreaming alongside of me, and holding me accountable. And it's just amazing to think that this is now season 5 of the podcast. It's unreal for me to even imagine this. So this is the story of Girl Behind the Hustle told through my girlfriends. And I mean, honestly, it all just became with a thought and idea and just constant pivots. So listen in. This is part one of the story of Girl Behind the Hustle. You guys, entrepreneurship is one of those things where you can feel really lonely in your journey. You can feel like you're the only one who's building and growing and no one understands it. So I think it's so important to have that community around you when you're building and going along your journey. So I invited some of my girlfriends on to share not only my journey to entrepreneurship as well as theirs. I looked around and I realized I have a lot of girlfriends who are either entrepreneurs who are building something, doing a 9-to-5 as well as a side hustle, or they're working corporate, but they have supported me in so much a part of my journey. So I wanted to invite them on to chat. This is what we do daily, weekly. I always have some girlfriends pouring into me either through text, FaceTime, call, DMs. And I'm so blessed to be able to have this community of girlfriends around me. So I want to share the conversation with you guys. So welcome to my first ever girlfriend chat. I want to keep this going. So say hello, pull up, have a seat. Send this to a friend. Send this to someone who you know wants to have a real ass conversation about entrepreneurship, because that's what we're having tonight. Do you have goal friends? Do you have people who pour into you daily, who encourage you, who have encouraged you along building your business and your journey? So I'm gonna start at the beginning of my journey into entrepreneurship. I have a few of my girlfriends on here. And so as I get to the part that they were a part of, I'm gonna invite them to go live with me so that they can share, you know, their journey along with me that we've had together with this entrepreneurship thing. So my entrepreneurship journey kicks off. If you've not heard my story before, I'm Lucretia. I am the founder of Girl Behind the Hustle. But before Girl Behind the Hustle, I was working 9-to-5 corporate. I had my work computer on my left and I had my hustle computer on my right, doing both of all the things, okay? So I was working in custom print training, customer service, all of that. And then at the same time, at that time, I was building my wedding planning business, Elsie Marie Events. I'm published international wedding and events planner. That I keep that page up because I like to go there. You can check it out. It's Elsie Marie Events. I like to go there to see my journeys, just to remind myself of where I started, what I've built. You need those moments. I tell people all the time, keep a vision board, a vision book. Actually, I'm gonna go get my vision book somewhere along this journey so you guys can see how I have written these things down and they have come to pass. And it's just amazing to see. So I'm gonna invite my cousin to this part of my story, because while I was sitting at my desk building my events company,
I was hitting her up. We would be sitting there hitting each other up, me pushing her to follow her purpose and her pushing me. So I'm inviting her to the conversation, and we're just going to kiki a little bit about at that time in our lives that we were both pushing one another to kind of follow our hustle and follow our dreams. Hey, cousin.
Well, hello. Hey, y'all.
Award-winning, come on, producer, filmmaker. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey.
So entrepreneurship is in our blood. You guys, this is my cousin, Chantel. Entrepreneurship is in our blood. Hey, Lauren Gems. So let's get into it. So,
girl. Did you tell these people how
it's a laughing match? So, this is my sister cousin, okay?
Sister cousin. We say sister cousins because we're basically like sisters.
Right.
Yeah.
So, she was working, you were working in corporate, project manager. Mm-hmm. I was working in corporate, custom printing training.
Mm-hmm.
We're literally at our desk all day. Hey, Jazzy. We're literally at our desk all day listening to The Read. That was my podcast, The Read. Dr. Shantae, she has a podcast too. Follow her, Believe in Bigger Podcast. I think she now has Whole and Complete. Those podcasts used to push me. Side Hustle Pro, Nikayla. Those are the three podcasts that I would listen to at my desk, pushing me to do what I know I was called to do.
And like, it was a mess. It was a hot mess because
we would get to the episode, y'all, and we're literally packing up our stuff.
First of all, the whole day was planned around the new episode of The Read dropping. Like, it was an event. And what other people in the workplace didn't quite know was that we didn't want to be interrupted on the day of The Read being dropped. It was like, please stop stopping by my desk, trying to engage me in conversation, asking me for deliverables. You see I'm doing something. We didn't care. And it was like, oh, it's dropping at 10. It's dropping at 10. And then we would literally be like listening and giggling and kikiing the whole time. But in the back of our minds, I think it was interesting because it was just like, damn, why are we here? Like, I remember one time, literally, like, you know what? I think it was that scratch and sniff episode. That scratch and sniff or that scratch and taste episode. It's like, there are ways to make a living having fun and enjoy what you're doing.
Yes.
While we're here being exploited, period. And it was just like, who want a stapler? Who over here, you want these paper clips, girl? Like, we would be packing up our desks.
Yep.
And like, there's no need for us to have a permanent space here and creating a permanent environment because this is temporary.
Exactly.
And so we got on that same wavelength while we were listening to these podcasts. Like, what's the exit strategy?
Are preparing for where we wanted to be. Mm-hmm. We knew we didn't want to be at that office no more, so take down these pictures.
Yeah.
Take away all my personal
unplug
stuff.
Shoes here? Unplug all this in.
Yes.
Because it was like, we had plants.
Yep.
Take plants and pictures and extra wardrobe, extra jackets, supplies.
Back it up.
Who wants this stuff? Because this is not going to be the permanent space. And I mean, I think, first of all, I think you left me. I think you left first.
I got fired.
Well, when you get moved, you get moved.
Because you're going to move on your own terms or God's going to move you because you're moving your feet too slow. How do you want to do this?
What year was your last year?
Oh, gosh. This is my fifth year. So we're in 2021. So 2016.
So I left 2018.
Okay.
So yeah, you were doing the damn thing, and I know that you were doing the event stuff. I think you talked about that. Mm-hmm. And you eventually fell into the podcasting, and I love the space that you're in now because you know that I'm approaching rich auntie age, so I don't know nothing about the social media stuff. And so I'm always like, oh, you get the best tips. But it's like, yeah, it's been a journey. We're still continuing on this journey.
It has not been easy. It's like every little thing you want to reward yourself for, because I mean, you didn't do it for someone else. And so it's maybe just like the littlest thing, but it's probably going to make you get the biggest step towards your milestones when you're doing it for yourself.
Exactly. Which is why I feel like it was so important to have this, because last year I didn't celebrate hitting 4 years in entrepreneurship. And I promised myself that once I left and I was able to do this, and that, you know, after that first year hit, it was like one of those, oh, I'm really doing this. You know, leading up to that first year is like, can I do this? Okay, I am doing this. I am really doing this. I'm claiming my title. Like, I am an entrepreneur. It's like you have that doubt and imposter syndrome. You have all of that.
It's such a weird adjustment. Mm-hmm. It was to the point where I even felt like uncomfortable when people would ask me like, what you do. And it's just like, you know what I mean? And you want to go to the, like, the most comfortable thing that they may be able to connect to the work that you're doing. Like, oh, I do consulting. You're right. Or, oh, you know what I mean? It's just like, no, I'm a whole ass. Nikki told me to get multiple LLCs. So I've been doing my Barb due diligence, and I've gotten the multiple LLCs. And it's just like, you have, I mean, people that know it know that you're not making a profit the first couple of years, really. You can't even pay yourself, really, the first few years.
Hello?
Why would you? You're putting everything back into the business. So it kind of is a different space. Yeah, like,
it's the business money.
Like, don't play with that, girl. Don't play with the house money like that.
Put it back in the business.
Right there. Leave it right there. So, I mean, it's definitely been just a transition, just getting comfortable with saying, even the conversation around do I call myself a CEO versus a founder? And I had this conversation with a friend this week, and it was like, no, you're a CEO. You haven't founded any nonprofit organizations or anything like that. You're like, you're running an actual for-profit business. And I think that women are just more uncomfortable saying CEO, and they fall into a founder. It's like, no, you're the CEO.
Yeah. Because you can be both, or you can be either. And I think I'm in that space too, where I say I'm the founder because eventually I want someone else to be the CEO. I don't necessarily want to be the CEO. Mm-hmm. I can be the CMO and I can be the founder. But eventually, if I grow bigger with this, if that's a part of my journey, I would not want to be the CEO. I don't want to be the CEO. That's not my strong point.
Yeah. But you can always hire another CEO. Like, you're the owner regardless. And you can always. But, like, when you're applying for, like, business credit and doing that other stuff, it just seems more strong when you say, I am the CEO.
That's fair.
And I have, you know, all the authority to make the business decisions for this company.
That's very true. I agree with that. I agree with that.
So what were you thinking? Where was your mind at when you were at this job? and we were texting each other. We needed podcasts and other outlets just to even get through the day.
And that's what I like to tell people. When you're at that point where you are like struggling to go to work daily, you're not working at your best because you know you're not operating in your gift of genius, in your lane. This is not what you're called to do. You don't give your best because you're ready to go. Like, it's hard to give your best. And I know we're all adults. So sometimes you do have to take those jobs to pay the bills, to put food on the table, to provide, and that's fine. But in your back pocket, that's when you start building. You have to start building a little step, lay one brick, do whatever you need to do to get where you're supposed to be.
Yeah, it's almost as if it's like, if you have, if you're in a role and in a space with a company where you're not being exploited, then by all means, stay there until you can, you know, have enough money, invested in your company. You're seeing the return on your investment already, and you don't have to feel like you're being forced to move out.
Right.
What do they call it? Like, you're an entrepreneur, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're one of those jobs And they are like, we want you to step outside of the role for which we have hired and are paying you for an indefinite amount of time. And we're going to pick up all this scope of work outside of the role for which we have hired and are paying you. That starts feeling like indentured servitude. Like, I didn't sign up for none of that.
I didn't sign up for none of that.
And it's like, you can really be putting all of these, like, tools and, you know, Black women come in and we really be doing something with somebody's business. We be inventing processes and improvements and just taking it to a whole nother level.
I created a whole training program. All of this. And so I realized, like, you could be doing this to build your own business.
Your own business.
So I'm going to go to the next part of my journey. So thank you, cousin, for hopping on. Appreciate you.
Love you. Chat with you later.
I don't know how to end you. There we go. All right. So the next part of my journey, so I get pushed out and pushed on my butt into entrepreneurship, okay? So I was already building, I was already building my events company part-time. Now it's full-time. So I have no choice but to make it happen, make it work. So that's when I started going hardcore. I think Jazzy is in here. I want to bring you on first because you were a part of that part of my journey. Let me find you. Authentic. I don't know how to do this. Hold on, y'all. How do I go and invite you? Here we go, Jazzy. Oh, I don't know how to do it. Jazzy, request to join. Because I don't know how to request you to join it. I want to get to the part where I am going to church. No, not you, Jazzy. I got two Jasmines. All right, Jazz, you're next though after the other Jasmine. I think I accepted. So I'm at the part where I'm going to church. Hey, girl. Oh no, I just lost you. Okay, let me see. Hold on, request it again. I don't know what happened. I lost you. So I'm at the part where I'm going to church. I'm a part of this small circle. This is when I tell you, you need to get around some people doing some things, because when you are surrounding yourself with people who are doing the things that you want to do, you become more motivated. You look around and you see that it's possible. So I was in this small group with Jasmine, as well as a few other women business owners who had businesses. Jasmine was a photographer at the time. Actually, she still is. So she was a photographer at the time. There was a woman, Meg, who had a full storefront in Chicago, Meg Made. Oh my gosh, who else? I'm going to invite Jazz on so we can talk about it. But there were some women, you know, running some businesses, as I like to say. So I forgot to hit do not disturb on my, sorry, y'all.
Hey.
Got you back. Welcome.
My Instagram has been so weird today for some reason. I don't know if anyone else is dealing with that, but I know I am.
It's always. It never stops with Instagram.
Always.
So welcome. So I'm at the part where we're in a small group together and we're pouring into one another. It's a small business. What was it? Women in Business small group at church. Yeah. And at that time, I'm partially part-time doing Grow Behind Hustle, LC Marie Events. And at the same time, I think I was still there during that transition period, right? And so you're a part of the small group. And I'm just thinking about all the amazing women who's in that small group who's able to show me the possibilities of entrepreneurship and what that really looks like, living out loud, living fully in your gift.
Yes. And we started this moms and business group because I was really looking for a community of other moms that kind of understood what it's like to build something from the ground up, because it feels so isolated. And I personally felt so alone that I was like, I wonder what it could look like to start a small group with other like-minded women and moms who kind of get the struggle of motherhood and trying to build a business.
Yeah. And so it was so good just to have you in the group and all the other amazing ladies, because we would come in once a week, I think on Wednesday nights, and we would chat about just the craziness of trying to run a business, be a mother, be a wife, have friends. Like, it's a lot. And I feel like sometimes you look around and you're like, how the hell is everybody balancing this? And you feel like you're not able to do it. You feel like, how are they able to do this? And I'm struggling. And you find out through that group that everybody else is struggling. We're just making it work. No, the group isn't still going on, Mylene. The group isn't still going on. Thanks, Jen. I wish.
But it was
so helpful at the beginning of my journey just to be able to come in once a week. And I think we went on for maybe over a year, maybe even 2 years. I think we went on for a while because it went from moms in business to women in business. And then I think back to moms in business. We did a couple of those.
And then towards the end of it, with just you, me, and Andy, we did kind of like our own little mastermind where we would meet up weekly, set up goals with each other, really hold each other accountable to making sure that we were accomplishing those specific goals.
Yeah. And that was so helpful because every week it was the three of us sitting down like, okay, what's your big goal? And let's break this into weekly goals so that by the time we would set our date, so by the time that day come, you should be done. You should have these steps. And so it's just amazing to see we all got our thing accomplished. So like that accountability, that accountability, having that someone you can bounce ideas off of, someone who you can say, I want to get this done, friend. Can you help me? Can you hold me accountable to getting this goal done? Because I want to say that I got the determination, but sometimes you just get thrown off track. The confidence goes up and down, but being able to come weekly and like just chat and bounce ideas off of one another was so helpful.
And I think it's around that time where you started just thinking about Girl Behind the Hustle, where you're like, I have this new idea. Am I crazy? Should I do it? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do I let go of my events company to put all my time and energy? And so I don't want to fast forward too quickly, but I think for me, I have this unique angle or perspective that I get to see, man, this was just, I remember when this was just an idea. And then to see where it's at today, I just want to say I am so proud of you for like
going, friend.
Yes,
because you got to see me at corporate still building events halfway part time, my 5 to 9, and then you got to see me transitioning from that to like the thought. It was just a thought. We would just be thinking. You know what I mean? It was simply a thought. Like I'm thinking that, you know, what this is, maybe I want to start, you know, showing the truth and everything that goes on behind the hustle. Something like this would be good, just on a bigger spectrum. People always ask me for advice. And so it was just like a thought and just like tinkering. And so sometimes I think it's important that we get those thoughts planted in our head and it just starts as a seed, you know? And over time, you get that kind of just that knock. And sometimes you have to put it in your back pocket, like park it for now. Let me focus in and go hard on this, but let me remember that this is a thought. This is a seed that's, you know, it's growing. I'm doing what I need to do with learning all these other skills through the event company that are transferable to this.
Yes. And I think there was a defining moment. Well, maybe let me ask you that. Was there a defining moment where it became like, wow, this could actually be something?
Mm-hmm. So there were a couple moments that happened that I decided would really kind of push me forward to go all in. So, and I left the event company on a high. Like I just had this beautiful, gorgeous wedding at one of my dream venues. I always wanted to plan a wedding at Garfield Park Conservatory and it was there. And I was at the top, not necessarily top, but I feel like I was at a peak. There we go. I was at a peak of my event planning career. And I kept having the thought about Girl Behind the Hustle, I had started the podcast already, but it was under Hey LC, the Hey LC podcast. And I had a friend who was sick at the time, who had breast cancer, who later passed. And what she told another friend of mine, and she wasn't in contact with me as much during that time, she had isolated herself. But she told another friend of mine that me just coming on and doing encouraging messages through, at that time I was on Snapchat, a little bit on Insta stories on my personal account. And she was like, those encouraging messages and that motivation, I watch those every day. Even though if I don't text you back and call you, I'm watching your messages. And so it made me go so hard with doing those more consistently because I knew it was touching her. And then as I was touching her, I was touching all these other people who started reaching out. And they were like, you need to do this. Like, what are you doing with this? You need to do more of this. I can see you doing a YouTube. I feel like you need your own show. And so I had people just constantly like, you need to do this. You need to go bigger with this. This needs to be something else. Snapchat isn't big enough. You need a bigger platform. And so that's when I started shifting. That's mm-hmm. when I started shifting because I already had my personal brand building that with the Hey LC podcast. I had the Not Your Nana's book club. And I was like, I need to blend all of these pieces because I feel I'm being pulled all these different ways. How can I make this one? And yeah. So, yeah, that's how that happened. What made me go harder and kind of move forward with it.
Yeah. I feel like a defining moment for me as your friend and getting to watch you. Do you remember when we were at the Oak Park Public Library and we rented a room? We needed a space to meet because we didn't have a space. Mm-hmm. I think it was the day where you're like, this is the idea of the logo.
Oh, for me, yeah. I remember.
At that logo, I stole your logo today, and I remember
it still is my logo today, y'all. You don't need all the fancy stuff. Stop letting the fancy stuff stop you. Yes. Yeah, I think I sketched that logo, and I was like, "Friend, I need a logo." Jess also does graphic design and all of that stuff. I'm like, I don't know how to make this work. I need a logo.
But that was the moment where I was like, my friend is onto something huge here, and I cannot wait to see it explode.
Thank you.
Yes, this is it.
Thank you.
Love you, friends.
Love you. Thank you. I don't know how to end it. You have to do it on your side because I never know how to do it.
Oh, gee. Okay.
I know. I don't know if it allows me to do it. Okay, there you go.
Is that it?
Nope, you just turned your video off.
Okay.
And that's a new thing that Instagram just added with Lives where you can actually turn your video off. So, okay. So I'm at that point, I'm building the logo. I want to invite Jazzy on to kind of chat about, not Jazzy. I got a lot of Jasmine friends. Jazz, I want to invite you on. Jazz was one of my wedding clients at the time who has now transitioned because when you're good, and I'm just going to toot my own horn. So when you're good at something and when you build relationships with people, you know, you can work with them in different capacities. So I work with Jazz with her wedding planning as well as her social media too. So she's been with me through that transition. Jazz, do a request. Because I do not know. I don't know how to do it on my end. And used to be able to send them, but Instagram has changed so many things with the lives now. So I think I just accepted your request, Jess. There we go.
Friend. Hi, friend. Go. Hi.
Hey, girl.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Oh, and you missed not only social media, I had my mom come see you when you was doing the locks.
Oh, so I forgot about that little segment.
Step of the way.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. Yes. Y'all, so okay. So it was the event planning, mm-hmm. and then, okay, so between the event planning to Grow Behind the Hustle, I took a break because I was feeling like it was time for me to let event planning go. And I wasn't fully prepared, fully mentally prepared more than anything to step into Girl Behind the Hustle. Mm-hmm. And so I have this theory with the way that I work and the theories that I believe in work. I believe that you're not called to do just one thing. I believe you have a theme of what your life should be. I think my theme of my life is serving and building women and empowering women. And so, and just equipping women to go after what they're called to do. And so you can do that different ways, right? And sure. One way to build and empower women, just to make them feel good, was hair, right?
Yes, beauty,
So beauty, exactly. So with beauty, so I started doing hair, and that just came to me, honestly. I wanted the lock hairstyle, and I couldn't find anyone to do it the way that I wanted it to look, so I did it on myself. I went to a party, a friend loved it, and from there, she referred me, who referred me, and I looked up, and I was a booked out hairstylist. I don't know how it happened.
Right.
I don't know how it happened, but...
You were booked. I remember those months. You were so booked. I got my mom in because, like, she was in love with those particular locks at the time, and I kept trying to get in. I kept having to reschedule, but I remember that time frame.
Oh, and ever since she got promotion with them locks.
Right. That was literally after you had just finished planning my wedding. Mm-hmm. So I remember that transition and not even thinking that you were going to pivot again because you did. And that's when you started doing the podcasting. And in my head, I think that was along the lines when we started becoming friends and closer too. Mm-hmm. Because I remember thinking to myself, this girl just goes for it. Like, she does not care. If she has the talent, she gonna get to it. And I remember feeling so inspired by that. But yeah, from there, I ended up becoming a social media client once Girl Behind the Hustle was actually launched.
Starting in hair and beauty too. Yeah, you got to keep a side hustle. And I think a lot of people don't talk about that. Mm-hmm. I think I saw a quote a long time ago, like, your favorite entrepreneur is also working the 9-to-5, also has another job. I tell people all the time, use your gifts and talents. Keep something in your back pocket, because when your main hustle or your main career, whatever you want to call it, slows up and you have those slow periods, mm-hmm. those seasons, where you're going to have some dry seasons, some seasons that feel like drought, some seasons that feel like nothing's growing. I'm doing all the things the gurus told me to do. I'm following the steps. Why does it feel like I'm not winning? You know, you're going to have that. And when you get those moments, you got to make money. Like, we got to live. We got to put food. We got to pay our bills. So that's when you're able to kind of pull out something else. I told people in a second, like, I will go Uber, like, I will go do all the things, because I'm not going to give up on what I feel like I've been called to do, but I will do something else to infuse cash into this business. And so that's why I like to have those real ass conversations on the podcast. Like, I see, you know, you're making money, but what do you do when you are getting paid?
I was on a podcast at one point, too. Oh, my gosh. Every step.
Yep. you didn't weave into a lot.
All up in it. You hosted a book club meeting at my store.
I did the book club. Yep.
So hearing you make your 5th anniversary is so warming to my heart, because I literally feel like I've been with every step except the beginning stages of when you officially launched into event planning. But I was like a client. Like, that was one of the biggest moments in, like, my life, and you was there guiding it. So, and you were amazing at that. In everything you do, you kill it. You really do.
Thank you, friend.
Yes.
That's why I say, like, friends aren't client. And when you are good at what you do, how you're able to use your gifts to still serve in different ways for people. Kovani said, what do you think about people who quit their 9-to-5? You know what? I don't encourage people to quit their 9-to-5. Thank you, Kai. I don't encourage people to quit their 9-to-5, but like my cousin said at the beginning, if you feel like you're able to quit your 9-to-5 and still sustain yourself, because I have a dollar number. I have a dollar number that I know I need to make this much to live the life that I want to live, to still be able to travel, to still be able to do the things that I want to do and create the life I want to live. How I get to that dollar amount is for God to decide. So I used to, and I'm not going to lie, when my first year of entrepreneurship, I've been like, girl, just jump, just leap.
Right. I was the same way.
Advice no more. You know better. You tell people to do better. So do it as long as you can, because those benefits, the health benefits, you know, all of those things I think are important to have. So I always tell people, like, do your 9-to-5 as long as you can while you're building. Mm-hmm. I think too often we see that conversation of you need to do one or the other. No one talks about you can do both. You can grow.
If you can do both and mentally stay sane, please do both.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if you know, if you have a way and you figured out how just to do your entrepreneurship thing, then do it. But I think there's nothing wrong with doing both. And I think we need to talk more about doing both.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's the benefits for me too. Because exactly. You miss some benefits when you ain't got them no more.
The benefits. When I look back, I wish I would have put more money in like my 401k and things like that. They were matching it. And I wasn't doing those things. And I look back and I'm like, dang, I wish I would have did that.
Yeah, I wish I would have thought a little ahead of the game. I just was thinking savings. I need to make sure I have this dollar amount saved before I launch. Yeah. But it's other little entities that you have to really think about when you do a launch like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So let's see. So I'm doing hair. Mm-hmm. I stopped doing hair. I think I did hair for 2 years.
Yeah.
And so in the midst of me doing hair, I remember having a client and her saying like, oh, you know, did you think about opening your own shop? And I was like, nah, that's not for me. And she was like, well, why not? You know, you're working here. You're doing so well. You got the steady client base. And I'm just like, that's not what I'm meant to do. That's not what I'm called to do. I'm just here for, this is my assignment right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm called to do something else. And I remember my friend, who's now my friend, I met this guy named Steele, who was at a, oh my gosh, we were at a ticket place, City of Chicago, Canada, and I met him. And so I walked through the door and he goes, I see your business going up this year. Never seen this man a day in my life.
Okay, I remember you telling me about this conversation.
And I keep that quote, because I quoted it on Facebook when he said it. And I was like, I keep it posted in my memory book. And so he goes, come here. I'm going to help you. And he's like, sit down. He's like, tell me about yourself. What do you do? I don't know this man. And he's just like, my father. He's like, I see your business blowing up this year. And I'm like, my business? And like, he knew. He just knew. And so having those people who speak life into you, speak life into your business, encouraging you along your journey, God will send people
when he will.
The
he
journey.
Will.
When you need that push, when it feels like I'm done, I'm throwing a towel in. I get those moments. I get them even now. And people look and they're like, what you doing? Well, this, that, and the other. I still get those moments. I still get those moments of doubt. Like, I'm just like you. I get moments of doubt. I get moments of fear. I get moments where I lack confidence. I get moments where I want to throw it all in. I want to quit. And I know in those moments, I always say, God, the ram in the bush, because he pulls it out. And like, I'm going into this new transition now, where I'm like, do I really want to stop doing just the motivational thing? Because I built so much of this company on motivation, empowerment, the book club, the podcast, and now trying to transition into helping women build their business through content management and content strategy, where I was already doing that, but now going all in with it. It's a new journey for me. And so with every new journey and every new role that you take, you get those like, oh, am I doing the right thing? I don't know. I want to quit.
Yeah.
Let's just post a motivational quote, because that's easy.
Right.
That's the easy part. Right. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm just like, okay, Lord, you told me to move and I moved.
Right. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. You haven't let me down thus far. Yes.
Man. What you say, Kai? What would you consider the first step when you're considering entrepreneurship? The first step for entrepreneurship, I would say, would be confidence. That's the first step, to be really honest. You have to have confidence in what you're going to be building, because you're going to hit a lot of friction. You're going to hit a lot of doubt. Even when you're sharing, I try to tell people at that beginning, when you're first starting, be careful with who you share your ideas.
Definitely.
Because you can speak your ideas and you'll be very excited and, oh my gosh, I'm doing this, that, that. And depending on the reaction that that person gives you, it will completely shift your willingness and your your ability and your desire to follow through with that. Because of what they might have said to you in return when you were really excited about this idea. So I'll say that's really the first step, is like, kind of building your confidence to go for it, and having people around you who are going to feed and pour into your idea. I think those are probably the first two steps. And after that, after you kind of get that foundation, just doing the research and going after it. But those are so critical and so key to really building anything, because I've talked to people where they went and they had this great idea and they shared it with someone. And after they shared it with that person's like, how are you going to do that? You don't even know how to do this. You struggling with this yourself. And what it just this? Like, okay. Yeah. So you gonna leave that job with those good benefits? Y'all, I kid you not. My mama sat on my, I told the story before, my mama came and sat on my bed and was like, so you just gonna do that for a little bit, right? And then you're gonna go back to corporate. And I just looked at her and I was like, no, I'm gonna make a
sometimes
way.
Sometimes parents are the ops until they see what
it is. Man, and I was late 20s at that point.
Yeah.
Telling my business. She just 2 years ago stopped sending me jobs. 2 years ago. I was 3 years into entrepreneurship. Wasn't borrowing no money from her 2 years ago.
Can we talk about how people don't consider you being an entrepreneur a real job?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they do not consider it a
at
real
all.
Job.
At all.
That's one thing that I've been in this for 7 years. I still feel that way. Like, man. Just because I don't have a 9-to-5 that I'm clocking into, you assume that my time and that I'm easily accessible, you know?
Right, exactly.
It's amazing. Exactly.
Don't worry like
yeah.
that. So I don't know if my sister is still in here. Sissy, if you're still in here and you want to hop on, hit the join button. I don't know if she's still in here or not. And Kai, if you want to hop on, button two, Kai and my sister, because they have been there through the whole shebang. So if either of you or both of you want to hop on, hit requests. We give it a few minutes.
You have a question down here.
What if someone wants to talk down on you and question your abilities? Do you walk away because you know you deserve better and you need to deal with that, or do you stay and don't mind them? You know what I do? I now, because this is growth, I know that they're talking about themselves. Mm-hmm. They're talking from their own perspective. And so it's projection. Anything that they say about you is what they think about themselves. So they don't believe in themselves. And so they're projecting that to you. So a person who can't even see their own dreams through and can't even see their own goals and journeys and things like that and don't think that they're capable of doing it, they're not going to think that you're capable of it. So, you know, you bless that and you walk away. And you know that's no longer a safe person to share your dreams with. And you acknowledge that. And so those aren't going to be your girlfriends. I can't talk about this with you. So if all we can talk about is Real Housewives or whoever, or we can just talk about the kids, then that's that friend. You have to assign roles to your friends. You cannot share everything with everybody. Like, that's a lesson that you just going to learn on your journey. Every friend is not going to be that friend that you talk business with, that you talk money with, that you talk relationships with. So you need to classify that person and realize that that's not a safe person to share your dreams with.
Thanks so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed hearing our guest story. If there's something that you connected with or had one of those aha moments, do me a favor, go on Apple, rate and review the podcast, and share it with someone else. You know already who needs to hear this story today. Share it with them. Until we meet again, hustle and grace.